University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music. Another edition of SFU News. Excuse me. And the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour. Devours sports car era. The track is Swords Swallower Zendaya's Fortress.
Alive.
That was Sword Swallower from Devour's Sports Car Era. Now to SFU News, all based on X and department webpages. On March 29th, SFU Physics held two Saturday lectures in the Surrey campus. On March 31st, SFU tweeted that bears are out of hibernation in the Burnaby Mountain. Global Humanities encouraged people who love to write to apply for the annual Dutton Essay Award. The Canadian Collegiate League congratulated SFU Esport for winning CC Low 2 Winter. Faculty of Environment congratulated the Computer Systems Administrator, Lawrence Lee, as he earned a 2024 Staff Achievement Award for Workplace Excellence. For decades of excellence and responsibility, Faculty of Graduate Studies encouraged students to Climate Innovation Seed Funds. Criminology promoted its 2025 edition of Research Connection newsletter and congratulated Tyler Meirzwa as he successfully defended his Master of Arts thesis, Do Bars Radiate Crime? A Study of Houston, Texas. Health Sciences encouraged BC Indigenous people and those interested in Indigenous research to check out the BC NEIHR website. British Columbia Network for Indigenous Health Research, for which SFU Health Sciences partnered with the Center for Indigenous Health Governance. School of Public Policy invited Nolan Gray, who hosted Zoning Out, How Zoning Trapped Our Cities and Break Free in the Harbor Center campus. On April 1st, Applied Sciences announced partnership with BCIT and C-SPAN to improve robotic welding in shipbuilding as BCIT's Center for Welding Technologies and Metallurgy Research, SFU School of Mechatronic Systems, and C-SPAN embark on their second project. Also, Zafar Adil, the executive director at SFU's Pacific Water Research Center, tweeted a picture of School of Sustainable Energy students receiving their iron rings, meaning that they have graduated. Furthermore, English promoted the Poetry Month with Mother Doesn't Want a Dog by Judith Forst and encouraged people to check out the Dick Coethuben Book Art Studio in SFU libraries for hands-on learning desire via letter press printing. Education Research Hub celebrated education professors Kumari Black. I think it's Kumari Black. I could be wrong. Just a minute, please. Oh, it's Kumari Beck. Rumiana Ilieva, co-authors of their book Language, Culture, and Education in an Internationalizing University, which delves into experiences of faculty, students, and staff as they experience the COVID-19 pandemic-related delays, as Beck and Ilieva earned the Scholarly Impact of the Month for March 2025. School of International Studies promoted adjunct professor Paul Meyer, who spoke to Beijing Bloomberg for a response to J.F. Boulanger, a Danish college professor and an advocate of Canada starting a nuclear program, to which Meyer dismissed as bordering on the absurd. Health Science promoted Professor Kelly Lee, who co-wrote an opinion to the BMJ, a peer-reviewed journal, along with Jocelyn Clark and Tim Evans, that Canada should take a bigger leadership role in global health based on their latest report. School of Communication promoted the new book from Professor Kirsten McAllister titled After Redress, also published on April 1st, which explores the struggles of Japanese Canadians and Indigenous peoples in seeking justice in Canada. School of Interactive Arts and Technology showcased a YouTube video posted by Mo and background artist Shoba, titled How to Draw Backgrounds Like Makoto Shinaki, and Andy Yan, the SFU City Director, also Urban Studies professor of professional practice, tweeted an article he co-wrote with Josh Gordon, David Lay, titled Creating the Narrative, Wealth Migration, Growth Machines, and the Politics of Housing Affordability in Metro Vancouver, a Journal of Ethnic and Migration Studies. On April 2nd, SFU promoted Kelly Lee, health sciences professor, also Tier 1 Research Chair in Global Health Governance, co-chair of the Canadian Academy of Health Sciences, and Royal Society of Canada joint expert panel with Professor Tim Evans from Concordia University, as their discoveries were summarized in the report, Protecting Our Future, Renewing Canada's New Role in Global Health. BCNEIHR, a collaboration between the Center for Indigenous Health Governance, SFU Faculty of Graduate Studies, and Health Sciences, promoted their April 2025 newsletter. Research congratulated psychology professor Michael Schmidt, PhD student Anika Lutz, for earning the Scholarly Impact of the Week, as their research titled Addressing Climate Change with Behavioral Science, a global intervention tournament in 63 countries, was among the top-cited SFU papers from 2024. Urban Studies promoted its students touring United Boulevard Recycling and Waste Center in Coquitlam last month, as they learned how the facility operated plus recycling tips. SFU Vancouver encouraged students to prioritize their well-being with the semester nearing its end, as it tweeted, "Available resources, seek support when needed." Siamak Hariri, the co-founder of Hariri Pontarini Architects, who designed Marianne and Edward Gibson Museum at SFU, spoke to Vancouver Sun's Rebecca Kyler, where Hariri said, "We want the Gibson to feel unpretentious and full of spirit," tweeted by alumni on April 3rd, when Faculty of Education featured the story of Maria Susan, who loved to dance early as a child, became a dance teacher, and found a future in education as a kindergarten teacher. Faculty of Graduate Studies tweeted 10 openings for service technicians in the Burnaby main campus. History held its last public lecture of spring 2025, hosted by John Henry Harter of History and Labor Studies, titled Teaching and Learning Roles of Resistance in the Classroom at AQ6229 in the Burnaby main campus and Zoom. Computing Science 363 User Interface Design students showcased their project, where students talked with AI chatbots for a user-centered design at Task 19204 in the Burnaby main campus. Gender, Sexuality and Women's Studies promoted the Vancouver premiere of K-Family Affairs, virtual conversation with Director Arum Nam, which occurred last night at UBC Robson Center Room C300 as part of the 2025 UBC Asian Independent Film Showcase, where SFU's Institute for Trans-Pacific Cultural Research also collaborated. Let's see what happened today at SFU. Let's just see what happened today. Apparently, today is the last day to register for Philly's Web Memorial Reading, featuring Aaron Murray and Chantel Nauvoo. The event is tomorrow. Also, there is traffic notice which goes until 5 p.m. today. Repaving work on Tower Road and University Drive East.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The fourth act is Twin Flames Hugging the Cacus. With My Mother's Savage Daughter.
I am my mother's savage daughter, the one who runs barefoot, cursing sharp stones. And I am my mother's savage daughter. I will not cut my hair.
Songs are waking.
voices of thunder and rain.
I would like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On March 31st, the SPS tweeted that they welcomed 27 experienced officers, 10 civilian employees, and a victim services dog earlier that day. On April 2nd, the newsletter for March and April 2025 was released, as the SPS hired 60 experienced officers this year so far, with 11 new recruits in March, and increased its capacity to take over more frontline, investigative, and community policing throughout Surrey. The SPS currently provides frontline policing for Wally City Centre, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, and Newton. The BCRCMP Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit provides most policing services in Guildford, Fleetwood, and South Surrey, but as the SPS increases, the SPOSU will go down in numbers. The SPS Civilian-Led Crime Prevention Unit has created Blockwatch. The new volunteer program is open to those 19 and older, and a new impaired driving unit was created last month in response to more than 1,500 impaired drivers pulled from Surrey roads last year. As for the latest numbers, just a minute, please. As of March this year, the SPS has 489 sworn police officers and 462 civilian employees. However, the numbers might not be current at this time. Also, the SPS spent this week with prevention crimes volunteers, road safety. Karen Klein of ICBC Road Safety and Community Coordinator and Road Safety Coordinator for Road Safety Joe. I don't know her actual name, as I'm reading off on the SPSX account. At Woodland and Coast Meridian Elementary Schools, promoting road safety with children and their parents.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Thank you for listening to episode 14 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Just before I get to the last tune, I'd like to provide an update. CWU, Central Washington University, are still leading SFU 2-0 at BD Field in the Burnaby main campus after game 1. Game 2 is scheduled to start at 5. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Men I Trust, Ecus Asinus. Here is What Matters Most. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.